KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, it's partly cloudy now in Atlantic and 54 degrees. We look for skies to be mostly sunny here today with a high around 78. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you this hour by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your Train home comfort specialist dealer. In area news, the Audubon County Sheriff's Office reported yesterday that a South Central Iowa man who was arrested last week in North Dakota on vehicular homicide and serious injury by vehicle charges out of Audubon County is back in Iowa. 56-year-old Kendall Lee Ware of Lineville was extradited from authorities in Minot, North Dakota, and was being held in the Audubon County Jail on $50,000 bond. His preliminary hearing is set to take place October 22nd. The charges against Ware stem from an October 19, 2011 accident that resulted in the death of 17-year-old Christopher Crawley of Audubon and serious injuries to 22-year-old Jason Rattenborg, also of Audubon. The accident happened on Highway 71 just north of Brayton, and Ware fled the area following the incident. A warrant for his arrest was issued on June 29th of this year following an extensive investigation into the crash. News time is 8:01.
Last week, Mark became the proud father of twins.
Look, pumpkin silk diapers.
Like any new father, he wants the best for his girls. So he also became the proud owner of a Train central cooling system. It keeps Mark's whole house cool and comfortable no matter how hot it gets outside.
Doesn't that feel good?
And since Train systems can also lower energy costs, there's more for the college fund.
Ivy League, of course.
When they say expect more from a Train, they back it with over 90 years of industry-leading innovation, engineering, and manufacturing excellence. Hi, this is Bob Jacobson, owner of Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your area Train dealer. You know the true Train difference? You, your family, your comfort, and what it means most to us is providing better, healthier air for those that mean the most to you. Shouldn't that be reason enough to call me now at 877-838-8580? Call me now and let me show you how you can save money with a new Train home comfort system. 877-838-8580, Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a Train.
An Atlantic woman says her son and another local teen, along with two 15-year-old girls from eastern Iowa, planned their escapade based on a romantic notion. Crystal Sunderman is the mother of 16-year-old Corey Sunderman. She says her son, along with 13-year-old Austin Boggs, went missing over the weekend, along with Sky Floyd and Jaslyn Vizek.
I know Sky and Austin were dating. I know that this has been set up for a while, and that the boys and girls have both planned this. I just got off the phone with Jaslyn's dad, and he said, you know, he agrees. He thinks the girls have romanticized this and are going to, you know, play it out for all it's worth. Run away, live on the run with our boyfriends, and how cool are we?
She says the teens may be on their way to Florida.
Corey and Austin are both serious skateboarders, and there's been talk that there's a, in Tampa or Miami, Florida, there's a really great skateboarding park that the boys have been bragging about going to. They've also been talking about how there's free room and board for skateboarders down there.
And she says her son left home with about $400 in cash, but even if he runs out of money, he'll find a way to get more.
You know what? He's a resourceful kid. He'll stop at some small town, say my truck broke down, start going door to door, get $5, $10 here and there. And before you know it, he's got, you know, another couple hundred.
Crystal Sunderman passed along a personal message to her son and the other teens.
This may seem exciting, but you really have no idea what you're in for. And as much trouble as you think you could be getting into, as your parents, will try to protect you as much as possible and get, you know, get you the help you need. And just to contact anybody from any phone. You don't have to tell us where you are right now. If you don't want to, just let us know you're okay.
And the mother of one of the two 15-year-old girls missing from Shellsburg in eastern Iowa says she doesn't believe her daughter is a runaway. Dusty Hepler Floyd, Sky Floyd's mom, says she thinks her daughter is probably scared right now. The Benton County Sheriff's Department reported over the weekend the two girls may be with 16-year-old Corey Sunderman and 13-year-old Austin Boggs, who again are from the Atlantic area. And all four could be traveling in a 1997 gold Jeep Grand Cherokee with no license plates. Whatever the reason for the girls' disappearance, Hepler Floyd said she simply wants them to return home.
I just want them to know they're not in trouble. I don't care whatever reason they got into that car. Neither one of them are in trouble. I just want them home.
Melinda Griffith, a friend of Hepler Floyd, said she doesn't believe Sky is a runaway either.
She did not take her purse. She did not take her money. She did not take anything with her. I mean, if you're running away from home, you take every penny you got. And you definitely take your purse.
Both Floyd and Vizig are sophomores at Benton Shelsburg High School. Anyone with information about the case is asked to contact the Benton County Sheriff's Department at area code 319-472-2337 or your local authorities. The Atlantic Police Department reported yesterday one arrest and two accidents took place over the weekend. Officials said on Saturday, 45-year-old Rex McDermott of Atlantic was arrested on domestic abuse, serious assault, and willful injury charges. McDermott was being held in the Cass County Jail. That same day, on Saturday, Cheryl Liebeck of Atlantic was cited for failure to obey a stop sign after vehicles driven by Liebeck and Robin Davidson of Midvale, Utah, collided at the intersection of 7th and Lynn Streets at around 10:50 p.m. Officials say Liebeck was traveling north on Lynn Street and approaching 7th. After coming up to the corner, she proceeded to head north on Lynn and was struck by the Davidson vehicle. The total amount of the damage was estimated at $11,000. There were no injuries reported. And on Friday morning, an accident in the Hy-Vee parking lot here in Atlantic caused $1,500 damage, but again, there were no injuries and no citations issued. The Atlantic PD says the vehicle driven by Thomas Bilheimer of Casey was traveling east in the parking lot and turning into a parking stall when the vehicle struck the right rear of a legally parked vehicle registered to Patricia Bryles of Griswold. The Atlantic Parks and Recreation Department's Board of Directors Monday evening approved a grading and seeding project for the Shieldburg Recreation Area here in Atlantic. Parks and Rec Director Roger Herring presented the final draft plans from Engineer Ken Kaufman and the Shieldburg Recreation Committee for the campground area, which will be graded and prepped for gravel pads. The one-way south-to-north entrance to the campground area, once completed, will be off of Iowa Avenue and will make its way toward the parking area on the east side of the lakes and then back toward Chestnut Street.
So if I'm pulling my camper behind my pickup and I got a 32-foot camper, I can pull up in here. They're at 60-degree angles, which is the recommended angle, easiest way to back your campers in, and the pads are 60 feet. And then they would also have an 8-foot, I'll call it a patio. That way, hopefully, they'll be able to have a picnic table there and a fire ring.
There will be water and electric hookups as well, but Herring says two pads will have to share one water hookup. There will be separate electric hookups to each pad, however. A dump station will be available at the end of the campground driveway for disposal of RV and camper gray water and waste, just like those found at the Cass County Fairgrounds. Future plans, according to Herring, call for a road to 10 acres of city-owned land for another larger RV park that's capable of handling 32-foot campers and custom coach-type RVs. The parking stalls for those types of campers and vehicles will be drive-through, so no backing up will be necessary. There will also be a boat ramp in that same location for access to Lake Number 2. One small parking area will be designated for campground visitors' use to also eliminate parking congestion, and there will be 21 stalls for that purpose. Herring says that walkers and bikers around the lakes don't have to fear their path being disrupted by the future plans, as those paths will remain in place. In fact, signs indicating mileage around the lakes will be installed soon. And in the future, there will be 33 spaces on the gravel lot for pedestrians and bicyclists to park their vehicles, four of which will be marked for handicapped use. Shelby County Emergency Management Director Bob Seibert said fire stations and other locations in the county may change their fire danger signs from high to moderate. Seibert said they expect the fire danger to be lower over the next couple of days due to the recent rain. The moderate rating will remain in place until the next update or Thursday, whichever comes first. Seibert asks residents of Shelby County to continue to notify the Shelby County EMA and your local fire chief prior to igniting any open burns. He also asks you to use common sense and attend to all open burning projects until they are fully extinguished. The State Fire Marshal's office in Des Moines Monday rescinded a burn ban for Fremont County at the request of Emergency Management Coordinator Mike Roselius. The ban, which had been in place since July the 19th, officially ended at noon yesterday. Conditions in Fremont County are no longer conducive to rapidly spreading fires, as had been the case during the extremely dry summer the area has experienced. A ban on outdoor burning remains in effect, however, until further notice for Cass, Audubon, Pottawatomie, Mills, Montgomery, Madison, Carroll, Crawford, and Page counties in our listening area. And the Page County Sheriff's Office said no injuries were reported following two separate accidents on Friday. During the first accident, which took place around 9:25 a.m., a vehicle passed a tractor pulling two loaded grain wagons and kicked up dust, thereby obstructing the vision of a driver behind the tractor and wagons. The vehicle following the grain wagons hit the rear of the second wagon, causing $150 damage to the wagon and $5,000 damage to the vehicle, a 2007 Pontiac minivan. The driver of the van was identified as 78-year-old Nancy Nothwer of Omaha. The tractor was driven by 66-year-old Keith Huseman of Coyne. No citations were issued following the mishap, which happened about 2 miles south of Yorktown in Page County near 230th Street and J Avenue. The second accident happened just after 3 p.m. Friday on 270th Street, about 3 miles west of Coyne. Officials say a 1995 Toyota driven by 50-year-old Renee Pabolo of Riverton was traveling west on 270th when she met a grain truck driven by 27-year-old Nicholas Unmacht of College Springs. As the vehicles were passing in the opposite directions, the wind caught a tarp on the truck. The tarp flew off and hit the car, causing $2,500 damage. There were no citations issued. And taking a look at world headlines at this hour, more than 56 million Social Security recipients will see their monthly payments increased by 1.7% in January. The increase was announced today when the government released a key measure of inflation, which determines whether people who receive Social Security get a cost of living adjustment. Higher gas costs drove up U.S. consumer prices last month for the second straight month. But outside of energy, there was little sign of inflation. The Labor Department says the Consumer Price Index rose a seasonally adjusted 0.6% in September, matching the August increase. In the past 12 months, prices have increased 2%, and that is in line with the Fed Reserve's inflation target. A new Mitt Romney campaign ad set to begin today is aimed at women voters. A Republican-leaning independent group supporting Romney is spending $11.1 million on the ads to air in battleground states. The ads criticize President Obama's leadership. Romney and Obama meet tonight in their second televised debate. And an English computer hacker has won his decade-long campaign to avoid a U.S. trial over allegations he broke into sensitive military and NASA computer networks. British Home Secretary Theresa May told the House of Commons today that she had refused the U.S. request to extradite Gary McKinnon because of concerns over McKinnon's mental health. News time is 8:12.
Part of making a major purchase is knowing what kind of service it'll require. For reliable home comfort systems, just look to us. Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your local train dealer. Bob Jacobson here. For major repairs, including new house construction to seasonal maintenance, we can make your home more comfortable. When it comes to heating, cooling, venting, or plumbing your new home or existing residence, Jacobson Plumbing and Heating can get the job done right and in a professional, timely manner. How can I be sure? Because when you call Jacobson Plumbing and Heating, you'll talk with me, the owner, and I'm also the one who will be doing the work. It's my name and my reputation at stake, two things I don't take lightly. I'll do the work, and I'll do it right. Satisfaction guaranteed. Call Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. Don't put it off. Call me right now, 877-838-8580. Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a train.
In the funeral announcements, Jenny Gerdner, age 86, of Fontenelle, died Friday in West Des Moines. Funeral services for Jenny Gerdner will be today at 10 o'clock at the Greenfield Gospel Chapel in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. V.L. Butch Miller, age 92, of Persia, died Wednesday at Jenny Edmondson Hospital in Council Bluffs. Funeral services for Butch Miller will be this afternoon at 1:30 at the Persia Methodist Church. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Daryl Rattenborg, age 62, of Audubon, died Friday in Des Moines. Funeral services for Daryl Rattenborg will be today at 2 o'clock at the Hamlin Lutheran Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Catherine Hyken, age 98, of Audubon, died Saturday at the Friendship Home. Funeral services for Catherine Hyken will be on Wednesday at 10:30 at the First Presbyterian Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has the arrangements. Robert Calhoun, age 82, of Oakland, died Friday at Avoca Nursing and Rehab. A memorial service for Robert Calhoun will be held Wednesday at 11 a.m. at the Oakland United Methodist Church. Recon Beath Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. Norma Jane Kaufman, age 82, formerly of Guthrie Center, died Friday in Des Moines. Graveside services for Norma Jane Kaufman will be on Wednesday at 11 a.m. at the Union Cemetery in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Kay Jewell, age 65, of Atlantic, died Monday at the Cass County Hospital. Funeral services for Kay Jewell will be on Thursday at 10:30 at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home Chapel in Atlantic. Teddy Weston, age 79, of Grant, died Sunday at CCMH. Funeral services for Teddy Weston will be this Friday at 11 o'clock in the Grant United Methodist Church. Wolf Funeral Home of Villisca is in charge of arrangements. William Bill Anderson, age 82, of Panora, died Thursday at Lake Panorama. Memorial services for Bill Anderson will be Saturday at 10 o'clock at the Twig Funeral Home in Panora. And Thomas Lovell, age 48, formerly of Griswold, died Saturday in Colorado. A memorial service for Thomas Lovell will be this Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Griswold United Methodist Church. Dune Funeral Home in Griswold has the arrangements. The news and funeral announcements were brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a train. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.